made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll,
Latin scorchers, scratchy 78s,
deep gospel, Delta blues,
heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
You're back with The Breakdown. That was the 4 o'clock classic this week, which I have selected. That was The Council by Team Dresch, who Joel thought he recognised the name of, but probably didn't recognise the track.
No, didn't recognise that.
He did say it was a very me kind of sound, which I can totally see. And you'll probably not be surprised to learn that they are contemporaries of Sleater-Kinney from the same scene. They are from Olympia. That track is from the 1996 album Captain My Captain. And yeah, they're a queercore band that were formed in 1993. Founder Donna Dresch, she was really heavily involved in the fanzine scene in the Pacific Northwest that helped launch the whole Riot Girl movement. She's also had some brief stints in Screaming Trees and Dinosaur Jr. And the other co-founder of the band, Kaya Wilson, went on to form the band The Butchies and the record label Mr. Lady Records, both of which are name-checked in Letigra's song Hot Topic as being important cultural feminist entities.
That was a fantastic appraisal of what was a great track. 1996. Yeah. Did you say that?
The album's 1996. Yeah. And they split up in 98, got back in together in 2004. Wikipedia claims they're still an active concern, but they did have singles in 2019 and 2020, but I don't think they're really doing anything anymore. But no. I wish they would.
Well, maybe they'll hear this.
Maybe.
Thank you, Jen, for that. I'm going to go now and play Therapy. But it's not that one.
Not Therapy, the question mark.
It's the first release by an artist who has very little information on the internet at the moment. I believe she's called Nina Protocol, but that can't possibly be right either. This track is one of two which came out 3 days ago, and it features Emily Yacina, who we have played quite a few times on the show. Occasional Heat is the name of this, and we'll double it up with something. I think we'll go for something from an album out last week. This week. Maybe She Drew the Gun. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, I'd be up for that.
Yeah.
I like them.
Let's do that then.
Oh, I know I'm running too. Hello, this is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Okay, well, two things happened during that double. I put the Therapy track featuring Emily Lucina, Occasional Heat, onto my Songs of 2024 list, and you went, oh, didn't know there was a new She Drew the Gun album out, and you put that on your list to listen to later.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Rise was the track you heard from Howl, the record out yesterday. I think it's their fourth now.
I've lost track.
They are touring in support of the album in February, not coming to Sheffield this time, but they did play Crook Social Club last time. So we'll let them off. They've got dates in Leeds, Newcastle, Glasgow, Headham Bridge, Manchester, all over the shop. Bedford Esquires as well. In fact, that's a record, and that's a venue I need to go to.
It's one that I've seen the name of since forever in the back of NME.
Yeah. We are going to go now to... What are we playing? Oh, it's Etcetera, isn't it?
It is Etcetera.
All right.
Yeah, that is X-C-E-T-R-A, Etcetera, spelt that way. And they are... It's a single that came out on the 6th of November. It's Summer 2000 is the name of an album that will be released on the 17th of January. And that will be a 25th anniversary edition of their home-burned Y2K CDR that was called Stardust. They are a pop group that are formed by a group of three 11-year-olds and one 9-year-old. And musician Robin O'Brien, who is mum of two of the girls, agreed to record them in her home studio and then set their lyrics to electronica tracks by a friend of hers on the tape trading circuit.
This is a great story.
Right. A Berlin musician named Künstler True. So, who they remind you of when you hear it.
Okay, we'll do this. We're going to play some of it from the Fight Milk album, which is out, which was out yesterday, straight afterwards, but not one of the two tracks that Steve's requested I play, because I'm my own man.
No. If you want to go, if you want to come, then, if you want to come, then you gotta stay. If you don't,
if you gotta go,
you gotta pay. If you don't show, then go away.
Okay, one, so, two, three.
If you want to come, you gotta stay. If you want to go, you gotta pay. If you don't show, then go away. Save your talk for another day. Start keeping your promises.
Start keeping your promises.
You say you wanna take me out. You don't show. I go to your house. You're there, sitting on the couch. I understand. You wanna end this now?
You should
start keeping your promises.
Start keeping your promises.
You called to apologize.
You say you sat all day and cried.
It's something I happen to find. You're lying, I see it in your eyes.
Start keeping your promises.
Start keeping your promises.
If you wanna come, you gotta stay. If you wanna go, you gotta pay. If you don't show, then go away. Save your talk for another day.
Do you remember yesterday? You said you meet me by the lake.
I knew it, you wouldn't show. I'm through with it, you might have to go.
You should
start keeping your promises.
Save your talk for another day.
If you wanna come, you gotta stay.
If you wanna go, you gotta pay. If you don't show, then go away. Save your talk for another day.
You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
That was the excellent Fight Milk with Eating for Two. Eating for Two from their third album, No Souvenirs, which came out yesterday. And they're doing a very nice run of albums coming out every 3 years. So 2018, 2021, 2024.
Joel does like a pattern.
I do like that. They are playing in Sheffield in less than 2 weeks' time now at Sydney Matilda's, 27th of the month, Thursday night. Also on the bill are Slash Fiction and I'm going to say Post Archives. I think that's right. So, Fight Milk, tickets available for that. Only £11 with booking fee. I think it's a steal.
It's value.
Before was...
Etcetera. Promises. That's coming out. Well, that's out as a single, but a re-release of their album from 25 years ago is happening in January.
We will be on top of that. Now, to you again. And is it? I see another star next to this name, meaning a new artist again?
Yeah, it's another new artist, Casper Gray. I've not been able to find out much about him on the interwebs, except that this does seem to be his debut album. It was released on the 8th of November, and it's called Jungian Junglist, which I find hard to say, and apparently actually is inspired by the psychodynamic work of Carl Jung, as well as Jungle. Yeah. So this track is called Good God in capital letters. Good God. And it's rather good.
Stop calling us in your living. Stop calling it feet of him. Stop calling us in your living.
God. change on the unbreakable.
You're following your nose, that's the way it goes. If the devil say yes, better listen to the nose. Dipping in your toes, waving from your boat. Down the ground so slow, too late before you know. Filling up your cup, drunk and undercut. You spill a little liquor till you spill a little blood. Down looks like up, bottom looks like top. Been here so long, the devil looks like God.
You were absolutely right that I would like that.
Mm-hmm. Seen the sort of thing that I know tickles a Joel's ears with filthy, dirty, squelchy electronic sounds.
And we go, good God! That's the pronunciation for that.
I think so, because it's all in capitals.
It's all in capitals. Got to do that. By the same definition, we have to start the treble seven then with Woos! Because that's in capitals as well. Woos put a single out in 2019, which was one of my favourite of that year. Mm-hmm. Bizarre Track. But they will only have their first album out next year. Oh, what have they been doing?
5 years.
The album's coming out in 89 days, Jen. What do you reckon this number single is off of it? The one that came out yesterday, Good Old Fashioned Fun. With 89 days to go. On a 10-track album, how many songs do you think would be released as singles?
I mean, logic would say first, but it's not going to be the answer, is it?
It's the fourth.
Wow.
The fourth track to be released from debut record, which is just titled Woos. We haven't played any of them yet. I've brought a couple with me and it hasn't managed to make it onto the playlist. So this one will be played as the first part of the treble seven. It will be followed up by something from PJ Harvey and Tim Phillips. It's from the Bad Sisters soundtrack for season two, which was out yesterday. And it seems that the two of those are doing the entirety of that. And then we're going on to the Jesus Lizard. Just keep the 90s vibe going with that. They had an album out recently. The track you're going to hear is one that didn't quite make it onto there, but it's very well good, very well suited for a treble seven.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
This is Catherine Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
One up there. I'm glad I got time to play that. Jesus Lizard. They had an album out called Rack just last month, and that is a song that's not on it. It's called Cost of Living. They are touring the UK at the very start of January. Academy 2 in Manchester on the 8th of that month, and then Brudenell on the 9th. Let's see about going to that. It followed on from Woos. Well, Woos started off that treble with Good Old Fashioned Fun from their debut record, self-titled, which comes out in February, and then something from the Bad Sisters Season 2 soundtrack, which was out yesterday, and looks like it was composed completely by, well, it does, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. That's PJ Harvey and Tim Phillips. What do we know about Tim Phillips? Who's he?
I don't know.
Oh, he did Season 1 as well. Something from Season 1. So, Oh, PJ Harvey did Season 1 as well. Don't think I knew.
No, I didn't.
Anyway,
know that.
Okay, that was a treble seven there. You have got this next one. We've got 24 minutes left of this week's show. Here we go. So, actually, after this, we'll play the final part of the album of the week as well. So, Dublon coming up after this.
Cool. I am going to go with Toya DeLazy. She tried sneaking in a little snippet earlier, but we'll give her a full shot now. Toya DeLazy, she is a London artist with South African heritage. She's been making music since 2011. She does Afro rave and it fuses techno drum and bass and beats with Zulu lyricism. And she released this single on the 8th of November. It's called Nazo.
Is all time.
The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
Here's a story, I got gas in my tank, and I'm willing to get out of here if I don't see you alive again. Got talking deep with a head of the ICU, and I see you sweating buckets on the bed, baby, is this the end? Baby's put his back out, I'm on the road again. He don't believe me when I say I'm feeling just like death is coming for me in forms that I don't understand. I could've used a little empathy this time. Please chuck it, I won't need it even if you try. I'm so swollen, I'll squeak if you rub me with a knife. Sew me up so good that even my thoughts can't escape. Left it in the pus, the blood, pray my soul to take. Baby's put his back out, I'm on the road again. He don't believe me when I say I'm feeling just like death is coming for me in forms that I don't understand. I could've used a little empathy this time. Shut the blinds alive and my eyes has a beat, and it's been making me feel nauseous since they took the drugs away from me. Tried to call the nurse again, but my bell was disconnected. Got the shakes real bad, I'm passing out, but yeah, I can wait. Keep me pumped with steroids, threw an IV in my hand, cause all the veins in my arms collapsed with the weight of all my plans. I'm so dehydrated, I could walk into the sea and drink that sweet polluted milk that keeps on flowing out of me. Baby's put his back. For me in forms that I don't understand. I could've used a little empathy this time. Baby's put his back out, I'm on the road again. He don't believe me when I say I'm feeling just like death is coming for me in forms that I don't understand. I could've used a little empathy this time. Baby's put his back. Is coming for me in forms that I don't understand. I could've used a little empathy this time. Baby's put his back out, I'm on the road again. He don't believe me when I say I'm feeling just like death is coming for me in forms that I don't understand. I could've used a little empathy this time.
You know what? It's very rare that we have a free track album of the week anymore. And you know, I like a free track one. Leo, yeah. You get into it a little bit more. And I've really enjoyed the free tracks by Dublon this afternoon. That was ICU?
That was ICU.
From the wonderfully titled album...
Sniff More Gritty.
It is such a good name.
What does it mean?
Before was...
Toya DeLazy, yeah, with Nazo, single out on 8th of November.
Okay. You're getting this next one as well?
I am. You're being a very generous host today. Very generous.
And you know what? After this as well, I'm going to play the final track that Steve demanded, Jalorian.
Oh, that's kind of you.
I am kind, aren't I? But first, the wonderfully titled Chubby Cat.
Yeah. I haven't put my notes up, have I? You have challenged me about the pronunciation.
No, I don't think you need to.
It is all in capital letters, but we won't stick to the rule. I won't shout at you, dear listener.
You could shout quietly.
Do a quiet shout. It's called Dissociation is the Greatest Distraction.
That's a long title, isn't it?
It is a long title. It's from an EP that was out on Thursday.
Yeah.
The EP is called The Fine Art of Dissociation. That's all in capitals as well. So I sort of should have whisper shouted that one too. Chubby Cat is a queer singer from Cork, and she is also an alt model, and it's a very good EP.
Oh, I should play it then, shouldn't I?
Yeah, get on with it. That's your cue.
When a car goes rolling down the hill, the world is prone to standing still. Now I'm sitting by the table side, and everything around me is on. sleeping all my life away, hoping when I wake today will be a better day. This association is the greatest distraction.
This is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Certain of your course, somewhere near.
Just had a spooky moment there, haven't we?
We did. We had a very, yeah.
What was it first there? Chubby Cat?
Chubby Cat with Dissociation is the Greatest Distraction.
And then it was Jalorian with something from her new album Peace Cult, Somewhere Near the Gorse. And in looking about Jalorian, we saw it's the Glasgow-based songwriter Jill O'Sullivan from Sparrow and the Workshop, who...
I nearly brought as the 4 o'clock classic.
Get out.
I was listening to Soft Sound of Your Voice by them last night, and it's one of my favourite songs of all time. I very nearly brought it.
Well, we should have that very soon. We will do. We're in the final 10 minutes. We're going to play 3 tracks in this, hopefully. One of them's going to be from you. One of them's from me. The From album's out yesterday. First one up is called Bedtime Call. Hall. And it's called Eraser. This is a guy from Detroit who does everything himself. This track's called Halo.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
You don't recognize me anymore. There's things you can't see anymore. I wanna make it right. I wanna make it right. They won't understand it. Sometimes you just can't stand me. Say things that make you angry, that make you throw a tantrum.
2 p.m., think about it. Can't seem to forget about it. Last night got really rowdy. I think we should talk about it. I can be your elephant. I remember everything. I'll be your hello heaven shit. My under your spell again. You caught that pill, you're higher. Now I don't recognize it. Don't recognize you anymore. There's things we can't do anymore. They're gonna recognize us, and then they gon' despise us. Yeah, they won't. Sometimes I just can't stand you. Say things that make me mad, yeah. And make me throw a tantrum. 2 p.m., think about it. Can't seem to forget about it. Last night got really rowdy. I think we should talk about it. I can be your elephant. I remember everything. I'll be your hello heaven shit.
pull you higher. Now I don't recognize you.
2 p.m. thinking about it, can't seem to forget about it. Last night got really hot. I think we should talk about it. I can be your elephant. I'll remember everything. Be your heller, heaven sent. My end of your spell again. Thinking about it, can't seem to forget about it. Last night got really rowdy. I think we should talk about it. I can be your elephant. I remember everything. I'll be your hell or heaven sent. My under your spell again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I know I'm listening to as soon as I leave the studio. That was 070 Shake with a track called Elephant from the album Petrichor.
It's the smell after rain.
Petrichor. Okay. We haven't got much time.
That was an album released yesterday. It's 070 Shake's third album. Modus Vivendi, the debut album, was one of my absolute favourites of 2020. Second album's good as well, and I was quite excited for this. And, yeah, it was a strong contender for album of the week with me.
It was. Before Bedroom Call with a track called Halo, time for one more from you. It's going to be Scary Movie by Chloe Kweisa.
Keisha.
I want to say thank you very much for joining us today.
You are
I want to start this in the background because I want to get it played. So,
it's called Scary Movie, and it's in honor of Joel taking baby steps, starting to watch scary movies again.
Oh, thank you. 9.5 years' time again?
Yeah, it's a date.
My face between my fingers have come undone. The warning signs were screaming, I should run. I've barely touched my dinner in a month. I got a sixth sense that's telling me there's something in the basement. When I get this alone, I'm dangerous. So dangerous. And I've been trying to chase these feelings. I'll swallow it down. And if I tell my parents, you'd think they'd be proud. So lock the doors, it's getting gory. It's gonna be a bloodbath. Oh,